Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Water is one incredible force. In fact, our bodies are mostly made of it. The amount we drink can transform how we feel. Yet, a lot of us walk around dehydrated, leaving us dizzy and drained. But we can change this harmful habit. How? Skip the sugary drinks. Choose an extra glass of water instead. It's one refreshing way to build a healthier life. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, cash cattle markets remain generally quiet this morning as increased bids are expected over the next couple of days. Now, a handful of cattle were reported traded yesterday in our part of the country. We saw trade around here at about $110, and that was mostly steady with last week. But the lack of volume makes it too hard to indicate a good trend to the market at this point. Now, given the previous support in futures trade and firming box beef values, it's likely that feeders will continue to price cattle aggressively. But whether it's enough to offset the expected pressure coming from packers as they limit bids through the week is yet to be determined. Active pressure developing in all nearby hog futures here today. The support early in the session quickly eroded as traders continue to focus on a pullback in other ag-related markets and continued pressure in pork prices through the month of January. February futures led the complex lower, falling $1.45, testing last week's lows of $66.30. Although spot month contracts closed slightly above that level, the growing weakness in the complex continues to add pressure to the lean hog complex. On the grains, weakness across all three wheat exchanges overnight, with losses being led by Chicago wheat just as they were on Tuesday. Given the gains witnessed Monday evening and Tuesday morning, the closes posted yesterday afternoon in wheat were rather disappointing and allowed bears to take advantage. The rally saw light volumes with a loss of momentum as selling picked up in row crops. Sharply lower corn prices overnight, with March corn working on its first three-day losing streak since late October, which is a pretty remarkable feat. Sell pressure had been fairly orderly this week until the early morning hours today, when the spillover selling from the soy complex proved too much. With the lower trade overnight, daily charts have finally closed the gap that existed from January 12th and 14th, and in the process ruled out a potential island top formation. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures, well, February live cattle up 55 cents yesterday, 113.32. April up 115 at 119.35. March feeder cattle up 97, 136.80. And April up 130 at 139.60. February hogs down 145, 66.47. April down 122 at 71.42. Kansas City wheat, March up 1 cent, 6.44. May up a penny at 6.47. Chicago wheat, March down 3 1/4, 6.72 1/4. May's down 3 cents at 673 1/2. March corn down 5 1/2, 526. May's down 6 1/2 at 528 1/4. March soybeans down 31 cents, 1385 3/4. May's down 31 1/2 cents. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.